As we mentioned, support on Capitol Hill is weakening for a resolution that would label the killing of more than a million Armenians by Ottoman Turks in 1915 as genocide. Under heavy pressure, about a dozen co-sponsors of the resolution in the House have withdrawn their backing this week. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson from Georgia is among them.
I have not changed my opinion as to whether or not it was genocide or not, but I have changed my opinion as to the timing of this resolution, and I think it's a very practical response to the realities that we face as far as our security in this country.
What are your fears about timing on this?
Well, I think that it already has had a negative impact on our relationship with a strong ally, Turkey, which, by the way, was not even a nation at the time this genocide occurred. Whenever there's a possibility that our withdrawal from this war in Iraq would be hampered by our inability to use the resources that our ally Turkey has to offer us at this time, I think it gives pause for any responsible legislator to reconsider what they're doing at this time.
You know, Congressman, I think people who support this resolution would look at this and say, look, the terms are no different, the conditions are no different now than when people signed on to this resolution in the first place in terms of timing. And if people are forming an exodus away from this genocide resolution, it's because they're being pressured. There's a lot of lobbying, a lot of money going into this.
I've not had one single lobbyist to call me about this issue, not one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have talked with people who live in the 4th District who are of Turkish ancestry. They feel pretty strongly about it, and they have helped to educate me as to their position on it. And meanwhile, it's clear that Turkey is taking measures that could destabilize the security in that troubled region of the world. The security of our troops is at issue.
Congressman Johnson, have you heard from any Armenians in your district?
I've not heard from a single person who is of Armenian ancestry from my district.
I'm sure that they would argue just the other case.
Well, I'm sure that they would, but I would have to balance both sides, look at the United States security interest at the current time, and then make a decision.
I'd like to get your reaction to something that was written in an editorial in the Los Angeles Times last week on this topic, and they said, the real mark of courage is speaking truth when it's inconvenient. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, to utter those pronouncements is pretty easy. To sit in judgment when your country's security is at stake gives you a different perspective. This genocide took place 90 years or so ago. This issue has languished this long. In my opinion, now is not the best time for this resolution to come forward.
When might there be a better time for this resolution, do you think?
When the security situation improves over in that region of the world.
That could be some time from now.
Well, it could be. And I hope that it won't take 90 years for security to be established in that area. We can't afford to wait that long.
Congressman Johnson, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson. He represents the 4th District of Georgia.